Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Hello, I must say congratulations for winning this incredible award, the Brits Billion Award. Come on, like a billion streams? Does that feel real?
Wild. No, I think when I actually look at what that number is, it's crazy. So probably not. I think sometimes you've got to kind of like mentalize what that is and let it go in. And I wouldn't have that without my amazing fans. So thank you to anyone that's ever streamed or downloaded any of my records.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm a total nerd. Okay. So I've done this before where I've managed to visualize the difference between a million and a billion. Can I be a nerd just for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's imagine it was money for a second. Imagine if it was money, wouldn't that be great? $1 billion or pounds, whatever. Right. But If you stacked in 100 euro notes or 100 pound notes, a million, they would go up to the back of a chair, the top of a back of a chair. That's how tall the stack of a million would be, right? So 4 feet, huge, right? Mm-hmm. A billion would go beyond where the space station is.
What?
Yeah. The difference between a million and a billion is so mind-blowingly big that people don't actually have a concept of it.
Yeah, so I think maybe just because they rhyme, they sound so close.
They're really not.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, so if every one of those is a stream, I mean, that's what you're doing, Ella. That's the impressive thing.
If only it was stacks of money, though.
Imagine, yeah. A billion streams, here's £4.76. Congratulations. But do certain awards mean more than others? And look, no one from the awards companies are listening, so be honest. Like, you know, like a Novello Award for songwriting, does that mean more to you than a billion streams award? Or are they all just different, I suppose?
I think they are different, you know, because I think there's something about, you know, like the Ivors for me are definitely in like an ASCAP award is when you get something like that, it kind of homes in as for something for me that's very personal to me, which is my songwriting, right? So, and I think being like, I don't know, just noticed and recognized for that is an incredible thing by your peers and by this industry. But there's also something to say about fan voted things as well, because even if it's a poll online, because I think when you get, you know, that happening, it's kind of like, well, that's coming from a different place. Yeah. That's the people that want to me to keep doing what I'm doing. So yeah, I think every single thing means something else to it, to be quite frank about it. But I don't know, it's just always cool. I think they're just always these little benchmarks and the little reminders that you're on the right path, I suppose. So I think it's always nice to receive an award, but in the same token, like, I still would do music. Like, it's my passion and I love doing it. But but yeah, they are a lovely thing to receive when you, like, I think when you've worked your ass off, it's really nice to receive an award.
There you go. That's what it means, something. Yeah. Well, look, speaking of, you know, your songwriting and everything, like, you wrote your latest single, Alibi. You wrote it with Ruth Ann, who is an Irish hero, one of the people that we just love in this country so much. And what a writer she is.
She's an incredible writer. I love Ruth Ann so much. I've known her for years, and it just turns out that, like, she ended up marrying one of my best friends that I knew from when I was 18. So we're really, really close. I speak to her like quite a lot. And do you know what? We've also written so much together, but this is just our first release together. So I think it was really fun to have it finally come out and to finally have something that we've both collaborated together on and worked on. And let me tell you now, there was a lot of female energy in the room when we were writing this revenge song. It was really, really fun to do, because we both have a lot of sass when we come together. So yeah, it was quite a beautiful moment.
And listen, a great sample to use as well in Coolio, you know, because it's not something I've heard sampled successfully very often, but that one really works.
Oh, thank you. I think it's so nerve-wracking doing any sample, just because you always want to do it justice. Mm. And I sometimes, you know, I was even at a point where I was like, oh, like, maybe we just leave this one, because I think the original's so good. But yeah, I love the record so much. And little did I know as well, it doesn't just go back to Coolio. It goes back to Stevie Wonder, Pastime Paradise.
And that's
a whole can of worms of trying to get it cleared as well. But it was just so cool to know that, like, it got signed off and listened by, I know, Stevie Wonder and his team. So I think even that in itself was like really cool during the process of it all. But yeah, huge fan of Gangster's Paradise. I mean, who isn't? It's just such a bop.
Totally. And I've interviewed Coolio a couple of times. Obviously, he's passed on now, but what an absolutely infectiously brilliant human he is as well, or was. So great to chat to him too. But listen, come here. Ireland, your connection with Ireland goes deep. Obviously, Ruth Ann is one angle, but Cian Ducrow, you and he have had two songs together now. Have you any plans to work with any more Irish artists, perhaps?
Do you know what? I think there's something really special about, I don't know what it is about the Irish and music. Like, you guys have just got this thing, right? But no, yeah, I'd love to collaborate. I'm always on the hunt for as well. Like, whenever I'm performing, I think that's how I kind of stumbled across Cian, was through socials. And this was like before All For You kind of went big. And we got in touch and I was like, you have to come on tour with me. And he came on tour with me. And then All For You started doing well. Then I hopped on the single with him. And it always just happened very organically. And I think that's probably one word I always would put with anyone that comes from Ireland as a musician, is there's just something really authentic and organic about it. And you guys just appreciate live music so much. Like, I love coming over there and performing there. So yeah, I'm always on the lookout for new and upcoming Irish artists.
Brilliant. Well, we hope to hear something soon. I've been told I have to wrap up. So very quickly, if I can do my quick fire round of questions with you as quick as I can. What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, I'm obsessed with Yellowstone. I've been watching it with Kevin Costner. Yeah. I got into it and I love that there's six seasons. I'm like on season four and I'm hooked. Like, every night is just like, how can I get to watch that episode, even if it's midnight?
Amazing. And the final question I ask all my guests, and it is a little strange one, so go with me for a second, Ella, please. I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you?
Yes, I do. I wash every part of my body. I definitely do my feet, which kind of then probably then evolves into just quickly doing the legs with that. So I would say I do, yeah. But I've never really thought about it till now.
And now every time you do, you will think about it.
If you take a shower and you've really got a rush, that maybe the legs are getting missed.
Okay. At least you're being honest. I appreciate it. Ella, it's great to chat to you. Best luck with Alibi and everything you do in the future. And come back to Ireland soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Emil. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.